I love this town time. This time on a Thursday, if I have a story from you that is small town, then this is where we put it on the air. I think small towns all have a little something in common. And I think today's story could have happened in any small town in the U.S. William is our storyteller today. William is a resident of Fort Bragg. But you see if you don't agree with me. William writes, maybe a little different than many of the stories for I Love This Town, but it is life in a small town, and we moved to our small town, which is Fort Bragg, a little over 8 years ago. We lived just a little bit out of town, on a small road, in our house with a little picket fence around the deck in the front, goes right out to the road. We were the last stop on our mail carrier's route, and I would always chat a little bit with her. One day, my wife came home from work and came out on the deck, and we hugged. We gave each other a big kiss just as the mail carrier was stopping at our house. Now, remember that, because that's an important detail, because William writes, we went to the mailbox, got the mail, and after that day, the mail carrier would just put the mail in the box and then drive off, avoiding conversation. After a couple of months, as the mail carrier came by, my wife went out to get the mail. And the mail carrier looked at her and saw that instead of her auburn-colored hair, she had bleached it blonde. And then the story came out. The mail carrier had seen me kissing a blonde on my deck, not the woman with the auburn hair she had known. So she had jumped to a conclusion. The mail carrier apologized for being mean to me. We've been best of friends ever since. Yeah, it's a small town indeed, right? Any small town that could have happened. That cold shoulder makes total sense to me. William, thank you for your story today. I love this town.